Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as Rick brings our series to a powerful close. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called A Faith That Counters My Bad Habits.
Did you know that Jesus was tempted in all points like as we, the Bible says, yet he did not sin? Was Jesus ever tempted to be discouraged? Yes. Was Jesus ever tempted to be prideful? Yes. Was Jesus ever tempted to retaliate? Yes. Was Jesus ever tempted sexually? Yes. But the Bible says that we come to him because he knew how to overcome it. He faced the same temptation we do, yet he did not sin. He did not sin. So, it says, because he's been successful at overcoming the default behaviors of humanity. He says, let us come boldly to our gracious God, and there we will receive his mercy and grace to help us when we need it. Did you notice it said same temptation? That's what I was just saying. Did Jesus ever struggle with loneliness? Yes. Fatigue? Yes. Anger? Yes. He was God, but he was fully in a human body, so he had our same kind of temptations. All right, let's go on to number 6. Here's a really big key to breaking patterns in your life when you're under stress. Number 6, refocus my attention on something else. When you're tempted by anything, you're at home during the COVID-19 crisis and you're being tempted in this area or that area or this area or that area, this is the key. Refocus your attention on something else. Don't fight the temptation, just change your focus. It's like if you're watching something on TV and you don't like what you see on the channel, you don't say, I'm not going to watch this, I'm not going to watch this, I'm not going to watch this. You just hit the remote and change the channel. The reason we are easily defeated by temptation, you want to know why? Is because we try to resist it instead of refocusing. Don't try to resist the temptation. What you resist persists. The more you think about something, the more you're attracted to it. I'm not going to smoke that cigarette. I'm not going to eat that food. I'm not going to drink that beer. I'm not going to watch that porn. The more you're resisting, you're driving the nail deeper. You just need to change your focus. Get your mind on something else. The secret of defeating temptation is not fighting it. The secret of temptation is simply thinking about something else. Get interested in something else. Whatever you resist, persist. Don't resist, refocus. Change your attention. Change the channel of your mind. The Bible says it like this in Romans 12, 21. Don't let evil conquer you, but conquer evil. How? With good. This is the principle of replacement, not resistance. You don't resist evil, you replace it. You don't resist temptation, you replace it, you refocus. If your mind is filled with good thoughts, there's no room for tempting ones. Okay? Now remember, temptation always starts with a thought. James 1:15 says it starts by getting your attention. And if Satan can't get your attention, you can't be tempted. So he gets your attention. Advertisers do this. They hook your attention. And then they move from attention to arousal. And that's when your emotion kicks in. And then it moves from attention to arousal to action, and you end up acting on it. So whatever gets your attention gets you. You know, if I were to say, hey, are you hungry right now? We haven't been thinking about it, but if I say, are you hungry now? You go, well, Rick, to think of it, I mentioned I am a little hungry. Are you cold right now? Well, now that you mention, I am a little cold in here. Whatever gets your attention gets you. The more you think about something, the stronger hold it gets on you. When people say, I'm really, really upset by this. Well, do you want to be? You don't have to be. That's a choice. You're choosing to think about upsetting thoughts. You don't have to choose to think those upsetting thoughts. See, the more you fight a feeling, the more it controls you. You might write this down. The more you fight a feeling, the more it controls you. The key is not to fight it or to resist it, but to ignore it and to refocus and replace it. And when you ignore it and refocus and replace it, you weaken it. This is what the Bible means in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, where it says, we capture every thought and we make it obey Christ. Now, that's not easy to do when you first start out. It takes practice, but you can get good at it. You can learn how to control your thoughts. Some people have never, ever even tried to control their thoughts. Their brain is so, they're so open-minded, their brains fall out. And they'll let anything just go through their mind. They worry about, pollution, water pollution, and they worry about food pollution, but they don't worry about mind pollution. Everything you allow in your mind, every song, every movie, every video, every thought, it's all going back in there. It's getting stored. And you're not bringing your thoughts under control. That's what it means to be a mature person. Now, when you have a temptation, you can't stop Satan from putting thoughts in your mind, but you can reject them and change your mind. Martin Luther said, you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop them from making a nest in your hair. So what does that mean? Is you don't dwell on the thought. If a thought comes into your mind, you ever been praying? You go, wow, where'd that weird, that ugly, that awful, that horrible thought come from? While I was praying, well, I can tell you where it came from. Satan put it in your mind. When you get a thought from God, it's called inspiration. When you get a thought from the devil, it's called temptation. When you get a thought from yourself, it's just your own thought. But you can get thoughts from three different areas. And you don't have to receive or any of these thoughts. You can choose to reject the thoughts that God gives you. You can choose to reject the thoughts that the devil gives you. And let me give you this. You have permission to not believe everything you tell yourself. Because not everything you tell yourself is true. But don't ever try to argue with the devil. When he puts a thought in your mind and says, no, I don't believe that. I don't feel that way. He's got you hooked. Don't try to argue with the devil. He's better at arguing than you are. But when Satan calls, when temptation calls, drop the receiver, okay? Here's the next thing you need to do. I think this is point six. Join a small group for support. You knew I'd get to this. Why? Because you weren't meant to fight your battles all by yourself. We're better together. God wired us to need each other. At Saddleback, we say small groups are the church. Now, this message that I'm sharing, we originally I was making these messages for my own congregation. But there are a lot of churches around the world who don't have the capability of creating an online service. So we're letting a lot of churches use these as their weekend worship services until this crisis is over. Then you'll go back and you'll have your own services. But we willingly and gladly share these services with you. But the Bible does say that it's important to get together. Hebrews 10:25, let us not give up the habit of meeting together as some are doing. Instead, let us encourage each other all the more. Now, notice there that the purpose of getting together is to encourage each other all the more. Well, you say, Rick, how do we do this when we're all in lockdown or we're all at stay at home or we're all supposed to isolate ourselves and we're not supposed to get together for worship service? Well, you can do it online. You can learn. Saddleback Church when we started this year, we had 6,000 small groups that were meeting in 198 cities of Southern California, and also overseas on four continents. We actually have more people in our church in small groups than actually came on the weekend. About 30,000 would come on the weekend, about 45,000 people in these 6,000 small groups. But during this COVID virus, since this started, we have started over 3,000 new small groups at Saddleback Church. I didn't know any other way to do this. We've started 3,000 new groups since the crisis began. This week, we started 129, I believe, new groups. Well, are they meeting together? No, they're meeting online. And we're using Zoom, and we're using Microsoft Team, and we're using Skype, and we're using the FaceTime on your phones and different things like that. Now, if you're not in a small group during this crisis, friend, you're vulnerable, all right? Let me give you two more practical steps to defeat the typical ways you stumble when you get under stress. Number 8, enlist one friend to share my struggle. Enlist one friend to share my struggle. You will not have victory over your persistent temptation, the one that you've kept falling for over and over and over. Fear, anxiety, worry, guilt, low self-esteem, anorexia, I don't care what it is, whether you're not going to have victory by yourself. This is if it's a persistent sin in your life, you can't win it on your own. That's why you need at least one person. Now, let me give you an important verse. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 9 and 10 says this: two are better than one, because together, if one falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone and falls, there's no one else to help him. Who's helping you? Let me ask you, while you're isolating during this time, who's checking up on you? Or let me ask you, who have you invited to check up on you? Who have you invited to help you grow? Who are you checking up on? Who do you allow to ask you the tough questions? You don't have to tell everybody about your secret temptation, but you do have to tell somebody. Many times people will come to me and say, Pastor Rick, I've never told this to anybody before. And I get very excited, not for my benefit, but because I know that that's the first step to freedom. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of healing. So let me just ask you very frankly, how serious are you about changing? Do you want to waste this period of time we're in, this COVID-19 shutdown? Or do you want to come out of this pandemic a better person? You don't want to be bitter. You want to be better. Are you seriously enough to engage the help of a friend for accountability? You can do that online. You can do that through texting, through email, from the good old-fashioned phone. You can do it in Skype. You can do it in social media in a private area. If you're not willing to be accountable for the biggest area you keep stumbling in, quit kidding yourself. You really don't want to change. You don't really want to change. We never change until the fear of change is exceeded by the pain. Now, I want to tell you this. There are some habits and some problems in your life you're just not going to get over until you share them with a committed friend.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he's created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box. And it is beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series Invisible War, Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and this new scripture box makes a great gift too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or 800-600-5004. Thank you so much for your support. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Galatians 6:2 says this, by helping each other with your troubles, you can truly obey the law of Christ. And one of my goals during this time, these unfortunate and unusual times where we're not able to meet as churches and we're not, kids are home from school and we're not working, this is a time to work on you. And so find a small group, let us help you get a small group, and find one person that you can get real with. All right? I'm going to be praying for you. Let me give you one more. Number 9. This is a 9th counter move. Remember that God is on my side. God wants you to win over temptation. He wants you to win over temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says this. When temptations come into your life, remember that they're no different from what others commonly experience. In other words, we all have the same temptations. Now, common temptations means there are common solutions. And it says, God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. That's a promise from God. So when somebody says, I couldn't help myself, well, then you weren't letting God help you, because God says, I'll never let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. It says, also, when you're tempted, he will show you a way out so you will be able to withstand it. That is a promise of God. I want to encourage you to write that verse down, memorize it during this COVID-19 crisis. And then we go back to James, this practical book that we're looking at from week to week. James chapter 1, verse 12 says this, God blesses people who continue strong. That means they persevere. They endure. God blesses people who continue strong when they are tempted. They will receive the crown of life that God has promised to those who love him. I don't even know what is all included in the crown of life, but it's got to be good. It's got to be good. Now, this is part of the good news of Jesus Christ. This week, I want you to think about this. This is possible. Change is possible. You don't have to stay the same. You don't have to stay the same. It's never too late to start over. And even in the middle of this uncertain and unusual time of a coronavirus crisis, God has promised to help. We do 3 things in every worship service at our church, Saddleback, and I want to encourage you to do these same 3 things, okay? Number 1, first, we recommit our lives to Jesus at the end of every service. So let's pause right now, and would you bow your head? And I'm going to lead a prayer, and you can pray this prayer in your heart. Just say this, dear God, just say that. If you're by yourself, say it aloud. Dear God, you know all the habits and temptations in my life that have tripped me up for years. You know the tempting situations I'm facing right now. You know what temptations lay ahead of me this next week. So Jesus, I'm asking for your help. I am willing to follow your principles so I can change and I can be free and I can be different coming out of this crisis. Help me to clearly see the patterns in my life that lead to temptation and give me the strength to start avoiding them. Help me to remember to focus and refocus my attention on other things when I'm tempted. But most important, I need you to do some heart surgery on me. Remove the negative emotions, the fear, the worry, the anxiety, the insecurity that make me vulnerable to temptation. And replace these with your love. I ask you, Jesus Christ, to start changing me from the inside out, beginning today. Thank you. I pray this humbly in your name. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new scripture box is silver, with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the scripture box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Call 800-600-5004 to get this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com today. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. There are only 3 days left to get this awesome study tool, so contact us today. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
You know, I love getting these letters from you, and let me just read one for you today. It's from a woman named Lauren. She says, Pastor Rick, every day when I'm doing my routine tasks or I'm commuting to work, I'm listening to the Daily Hope podcast online. I listen, and I re-listen, and I re-listen again to all the messages, knowing the value that they've had on my life. Rick, these messages have transformed my heart from a bitter, hardened, distrustful place toward not only people but God, to being in a place where I now have joy daily. I've got a joy that is not possible without God. And not only has my life been transformed, I've seen my family's life transformed. Rick, it is through all of that God has done and continues to do in this broadcast and through your life and ministry that my family has been transformed. I am excited to say that I'm now a donor to your podcast, starting with this paycheck. I've been so blessed by all you've given to us as listeners that I'm now blessed to give back. God bless you, Lauren. Well, Lauren, by the way, Lauren, if you were my daughter, you'd be Lauren Warren. Thanks for the encouragement. I'm so glad to hear how God is working in your family. And by the way, thank you for your contribution. It allows us to take this good news to other Laurens around the world and other people around the world. Your prayers and support matter. Thank you for listening. And by the way, everybody, God bless you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
If you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, you can write him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.